We all know that music and sound can inspire emotions, paint pictures, and trigger memories. But can sound be a form of touch? Well, for a recent commission, Margate-based folk duo Luna Tractors, Claire Lakuta and Carly Jefferson think so and have produced a piece of music called Larentalia, which is all inspired by blind and partially sighted people. I'm now joined here on RNIB Connect Radio by Claire and Carly to find out more. Hello, Claire and Carly.
Hello.
Hello.
Claire, firstly, could you give me a bit of background to Luna Tractor and how this commission came about?
So Luna Tractors is a kind of a project that we call Broken Folk, something that came out of my PhD partly, but also something that came out of long-standing interests that Carly and I have had separately about how we engage with music, about breaking down category barriers between music and theatre, music and dance, performance art, folk music, all of those kinds of things, putting all our favourite things together into one space.
The commission, when it came up, actually, we were in lockdown. So obviously our entire performance schedule got wiped out, as did choreography opportunities, which I have outside of the country. So we're really, really excited that the commission came up, and then even more excited when they said that we'd received it, because it gave us an opportunity to carry on doing what we do whilst we were in that lockdown situation, which felt, I mean, obviously we were making an album simultaneously, but it really did feel very encouraging to have something to get our teeth into that felt like it would have a life beyond.
So the commission was from Guildhall Museum and the Kent Medway Museums Group. And they had a tiny and relatively historically unimportant, not an expensive artifact, just a little statuette of a Roman British household god, which was found in a bin, in a midden hole. And the statue's, you know, about sort of what, 8 to 10 inches high, and they were mass produced. So it's the kind of thing that would have been in most households. And what they wanted to do was sound artists to respond to the statue to help people engage with it in different ways. And we wanted to engage with the statue in very specific ways. We wanted to explore the statue as a kind of, as something that we could explore through gesture, you know, to embody the statue's pose. It's clearly in a very dancing, celebratory pose. And we also really wanted to explore this idea that's important to Luna Tractors and to some of our kind of theoretical work about sound as a form of touch. Sound, of course, literally being a form of touch. You know, we hear through vibrations in the same way that we feel. The skin senses things, and the ear is a very specialized kind of development of the skin, you know, so that sound is quite literally touch in that sense. And we wanted to produce a kind of experiential world to help break, not only for partially sighted people like myself, but also for anyone who can't touch the objects in the museum. You know, we really wanted to try to convey the experience of engaging with this little statuette.
And could you explain to me how you did this through the piece of music, how you incorporated touch through sound? How did that develop in the production of the piece?
Yeah, the whole piece was made through a series of improvisations, which we layered upon each other. Obviously, there was a big amount of time that we spent thinking and feeling through the object and what it meant to us. And then we started to lay down tracks using various different instruments that we play. And a big part of that sense of touch for me as a dancer was about how I touch the body to use it as an instrument. So it really felt like, again, as we were saying, trying to get inside and embody that gesture the tiny figurine had actually gave you a very particular kind of feeling, which was of a celebration and a kind of letting go and a relaxing into the festivities and the party and leaving behind any other baggage that you may have. Perhaps there was a slave kind of element to this person or whatever. There was, you know, perhaps it was a very, very domestic space, but the idea that we can get together and have a festival of some kind. And so the piece just layered in a very instinctive way for us. We tend to work in that way. We think through it and feel through it a lot, but then the music isn't necessarily notated or very strictly structured, but everything seemed to work together every time we layered. And we worked with this bass kind of rhythm. The time signature was within a seventh. So it also gave this sense of this, almost this kind of slightly under the influence of alcohol, this sort of slightly drunken swing or something like that. So that real sensation that I think a seven time signature can give you in particular, because it's out of the norm. It's not that regular four beat. So you have to kind of try and jump inside it. And that kind of drove the whole thing.
Were there any particular sounds that you used that you thought would inspire that sort of emotion and connection with the piece?
Absolutely. We were very careful in what kind of instruments we chose, but also a lot of the sounds you hear are what are known as Foley sounds. So the kind of sound effects from film and stuff. We recorded wine being poured from jugs. We recorded knives on a chopping block. We recorded lots of sounds to really develop that environment, that kind of sense of space that the statue might have inhabited during its life.
Yeah, it was nice to imagine this tiny household god that potentially everybody had in their household that they would speak to or that they would pray to or they would ask for guidance or some kind of comfort from, that this tiny figurine was always present and always watching and somehow partaking within these celebrations. So building that environment of home and almost the pre-party vibe to begin with felt quite important. It felt that that was where the journey needed to begin.
And the things that you've done with Laurentalia, do you feel that those processes and the sort of effects that you've used could be used to make a more enhanced and accessible experience for blind and partially sighted people in other forms of life or expression or art?
I think we would really love to continue to explore what the work we do does, how it can enhance people's experiences of things. I think we're very vision, what would you call it, vision-centric in a way as a culture, which is a real pity because there is so much to be experienced through so many other senses that we have. And I think we put a little bit too much emphasis on what everything looks like, which instantly pushes other people aside and makes them feel not welcome if they don't have that same faculty.
And if people would like to hear Laurentalia or find out more about Lunar Tractors, where can they go to listen and find out more?
Well, Laurentalia is on YouTube. If you type Lunar Tractors into YouTube, you'll come up with lots of unusual listening experiences. But the best place to listen to Laurentalia is on the Guildhall Museum YouTube page.
Well, thank you very much indeed, Claire and Carly from Lunar Tractors, for chatting with me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Our pleasure. It's really wonderful.
Thank you so much for having us.